Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. There are a few announcements that I would like to share with you. Regarding Bible study, we will resume Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. If you haven't come to a Sunday night Bible study, we are a small but lively group, so please join us. And if you would like to come join us on Thursday morning at 10:30, please come. All are welcome. On March 4th, which is a Sunday at 7:30 p.m., we have the privilege and joy of hearing a concert by the Iowa Wesleyan College Choir. They are touring across the country, and we are so excited to have them come sing here. This is a free concert, so please come and invite your friends and family to come as well. We know it'll be a wonderful event. Today is a special day because we are gathered here, because God has given us this day. May we prepare our hearts and our minds to worship God. Thank you. Is someone here moving toward the twilight of life and fearful of that which we call death?
Why be afraid? God is able.
Is someone here on the brink of despair because of the death of a loved one, the breaking of a marriage, or the waywardness of a child?
Why despair? God is able to give us the power to endure that which cannot be changed.
Is someone here anxious because of bad health?
Why be anxious? Come what may. God is able. Surely God is able.
Pray together. Spirit of God, our hearts are heavy, feeling the weight of the many concerns that we carry. We ask now that you would come and rest upon all who need your care. We pray for all who are sick. Bring them your comfort. Bring them your peace. Bring them your healing presence. We pray for all people who are nearing death. Help them to feel your presence. May they rest on this journey as they go towards you. We pray for all people who are grieving or acknowledging the end of life. Only you can provide comfort sometimes, gracious God. And especially when we do not understand, hold us. We continue to pray for peace in our world. We continue to pray that your kingdom will come. Even in the midst of sorrow, we find joy. We thank you for times to gather together. We thank you for reports of good health. So support us so that we might support each other. And now, O God, we pray the prayer that our Lord and friend taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
May we sing together.
Testament reading is from 2 Kings chapter 5, 1 through 14. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who was in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elijah's house. Elijah sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Our gospel reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. A leper came to him begging him, and kneeling he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
I don't know if you can hear me, or if you're even an outcast. I shouldn't speak to you. Still I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too?
No.
are blessed, some not. Why the few you seem to favor?
Pray together. Spirit of the living God, come and fall afresh on each of us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, and use us this day. Amen. I was a lonely man. I was a nobody. Life was extremely difficult. No one wanted to touch me or even get near me. Everyone was so frightened that when I saw people, I had to cry out, "Unclean! Unclean!" so that they would run away. If I ever wanted to worship God, and of course I did, I could only peer in from the outsides. I wasn't allowed in such a holy place. Everyone shunned me, even my own family. I was dead to them. I felt dead. I can't remember the last time someone touched me. Life wasn't worth living. Maybe some of you have felt that lonely experience at one time or another. One day I heard a rumor. A traveling preacher was coming to town. This one was special. He could heal people. There were lots of healers around in my day, but people whispered that he had a spark about him. People whispered that he spent time with the outcasts, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, lowlifes such as me. He may have interacted with them, but I was different. I was unclean, and I would always be unclean because of my leprosy. There was even a law that people could not come within 50 yards of me. 50 yards! I couldn't just go up to Jesus. But I had nothing to lose, so I decided to find this traveling preacher. Could he heal me? Was I too far broken? The crowds had already surrounded this man, Jesus. For once in my life, my disease helped me. Crowds parted like the Red Sea when they heard me coming. Jesus looked so kind. All I could do was fall on my knees and beg, "If you could heal me, if you choose to heal me, you can make me clean." Feeling the depth of my desperation in his presence, I believed it with all of my heart. He could heal me if he chose. But would he? Would this holy man choose to heal even a wretch like me? If I was him, I would have turned and walked away, and ran away as fast as I could. Then the most life-changing thing occurred. He reached out his hands, filled with tenderness, not an ounce of revulsion, and he touched me. He graced my cheeks with his palms, and he said, "I do choose. Be made clean." My soul felt instantly changed. I didn't care at that moment whether I was healed physically or not. I was whole because Jesus touched me. His tender touch made me feel human again. It was more than I could have ever hoped for. I broke down by being graced by such compassion. Such love he felt for me. I didn't deserve it, yet he loved me anyways. In my tears, I looked down and instantly I knew I was healed physically. He had taken away all of my leprosy. And of course, I was overjoyed. Jesus then told me to go and have the priest make me clean. I could finally follow all the laws of my people and be reintegrated back into society. He also told me to keep quiet. But how could I keep this a secret? Jesus healed me. So I told anyone and everyone I could go home. I could return to my family. After what felt like a lifetime of despair, hope flooded my soul. I have to admit, I wasn't welcomed back home instantly with open arms. It took them time to see that I was clean, even after I had performed all of the rituals. Fear has a habit of doing that. This fear hurt Jesus. What a price that man paid for touching me. He broke the law for someone like me. Greater love there is none than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus had become an outcast for me. Good, righteous people did not want to be around him anymore. Like they were afraid of me, they were afraid of him. For Jesus had taken my shameful state upon himself. Jesus wasn't alone out in the wilderness, however. Crowds of outcasts followed him, all wanting to be made clean. And Jesus set about healing them. He didn't care about social status or what others thought, but he cared for them. I never saw Jesus again. He sent me home, away, and I became all wrapped up in my own life. I do hope he knew how grateful I was. A few years later, another rumor came around, this one not nearly as nice as the first. I heard he was executed. He must have ruffled too many feathers. I will never forget his tender touch and the look of love in his eyes. I knew there were many, many others who remained unclean. I couldn't make them clean how Jesus healed me, but I could share the love that he gave me. I could reach out to someone who was just as afflicted as I was. I could do my best not to live in the fear that had gripped others' lives. That debilitating fear almost ruined my life. Those people are all around me. I can walk past and move on, but it really doesn't take much time to be a blessing to them. Jesus changed my life in less than 5 minutes. Surely I have 5 minutes to give. It might upset some people. It might even get us kicked out of town. But I believe that somehow God invites us and helps us to do it. Who is that person who you meet in the store or a neighbor down the street who needs that compassionate love that you can give? We all can bless others. We all can help them to know that they aren't alone and that they are cared for. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Amen. Friends, it's time to practice. And may God's love be so present and noticeable in your life that you have to share it. Be clean. Amen.
This week's broadcast was from February 12, 2012, with Pastor Kim Farrell, featuring the biblical story, The Healing of the Leper.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.